section 163 of 15,000 Useful Phrases by Grenville Kleiser, read for LibriVox.org by Jason Isbell. For more information on this reader, visit ShazamDevelopment.com. R. Radiantly and transparently happy. Railed at the world. Rare candor and flexibility of mind. Rare fidelity of purpose and achievement. Rarely brought to pass. Reeling headlong in luxury and sensuality. Regarded with sincere abhorrence. Regulated by the fixed rules of good breeding. Religious rites and ceremonies. Reluctant to appear in so equivocal a character. Render null and void. Rent by internal contentions. Repugnant alike to reason and conscience. Resigned to growing infirmities. Resist a common adversity. Resting on some collateral circumstance. Rhetorical and ambitious diction. Rich and exuberant complexities. Rigid and exact boundaries. Rooted in immeasurable error and falsity. Roused to tumultuous activity. Rude and blind criticism. S. Sadly counterbalanced by numerous faults. Said with epigrammatic point. Salutary in the extreme. Salutary tonic of a free current of public criticism. Sanity and quietness of soul. Scorned as an impracticable theory. Scornful of petty calculations. Screen themselves from punishment. Scrupulous and chivalrous loyalty. See with eagle glance through conventionalism. Seem to savor of paradox. Seize the auspicious moment. Self-centered anxiety and preoccupation. Self-command born of varied intercourse. Self-interest of the most compelling character. Selfish and useless recondite. Selfishness pampered by abundance. Sense of marvelous acuteness. Sensible diminution of our comfort. Sensitive and apprehensive temperament. Sentimental wailings for the past. Serve the innocent purpose of life. Set down with meticulous care. Shames us out of our nonsense. Sharp outbursts of hatred and bitterness. Sharp restrictions of duty and opportunity. Sharply and definitively conceived. She had lost her way in a labyrinth of conjecture. She took refuge in a passionate exaggeration of her own insufficiency. Sheer midsummer madness. Silly displays of cheap animosity. Simple and obvious to a plain understanding. Sinister and fatal augury. Skulking beneath a high-sounding benevolence. Slack-minded skimming of newspapers. Slavish doctrines of sectarianism. Slow and restless forces of conviction. Snug respectability and self-content. Snatch some advantage. Socialized and exacting studies. some very undignified disclosures. Something essentially inexpressible. Something stifling and over-perfumed. Spinning a network of falsehoods. Spiritual and moral significance. Staring in helpless bewilderment. Stealthily escaping observation. Stern determination to inflict summary justice. Stigmatized as moral cowards. Stimulated to profitable industry. Stopped as if on the verge of profundities. Strange frankness of cynical brutality. Strange streak of melancholy. Strangled by a snare of words. Strenuous and conscientious endeavor. Stretched out in dreary monotony. Strict and unalloyed veracity. Struck incessantly and remorselessly. Stupendous and awe-inspiring spectacle. Subject to the vicissitudes of fortune. Subjected to the grossest cruelties. Subordination to the common weal. Subservient to the ends of religion. Sudden and inexplicable changes of mood. Suddenly and imperatively summoned. Suddenly swelled to unprecedented magnitude. Sufficient to repel vulgar curiosity. Suggestive sagacity and penetration. Suit the means to the end. Sullen and widespread discontent. Superior in strength and prowess. Supported by a splendid fearlessness. Supremely and undeniably great. Susceptible to every impulse and stimulus. Sustained dignity and mellifluous precision. Swamping every aspiration and ambition. Swift and vehement outbursts of feeling. End of section 163. This recording is in the public domain. Recording by Jason Isbell.